Hello, my imaginary friends. It's the 29th of July.
Happy anniversary, darling.
Again. Happy anniversary.
2012. And this is my audio blog. Just want to give everyone a quick update on my Biogram 1200 situation. So I grabbed the belt, the new replacement belt, today. I think it arrived in the post yesterday, but I haven't had a chance to. I think day before yesterday, but I haven't had a chance yet to fit it. This evening I opened up the bottom of the Biogram and had a rummage around and got the belt off the idler wheel, but it was still. I couldn't get it off this. Off the main spindle. I had to turn the turnover, the turntable, or the whole unit back over again. Remove the actual turntable platter to be able to get the belt out. The old belt was brown, and sort of brown on one side, and slightly darker brown on the other side, I think. So where it's been worn and where it's not been touching. Coloration has changed, compared it against the new belt's black, and but they seem to be the same size, which is good. The old belt seemed to be sort of slacker than the new belt. The new belt seemed to have a higher tension to it, so that's a good sign. It's a 214mm belt with a 3mm diameter. I fitted that back onto the unit, put the platter back in place and all that sort of thing, and press play, and haven't really been able to get much of a view on the wowing or not, because the speeds are all horribly out. So 45 RPM not going round, it's going round too slowly. No matter what I do on the adjustment wheel, the adjustment wheel, it doesn't seem to get it up to 45, and if I switch over to 33 and a third RPM, it's too fast. And if I adjust the wheel again, then suddenly it's too slow, far too slow, less than 30 RPM. Something's not going right at all here. And I've run out of time this evening, so I'll have to, when I get a bit of time again, I'll have to perhaps take the bottom off again and suspend it, so that I can actually play a record with bottom off, so I can see what's going on underneath and see whether those ridges are having problems. Those ridges are not on the, they're not on the idler wheel. The ridges are on the conical cam, I guess. Is it cam? Spindle. Sort of a conical spindle on the motor itself. Maybe it's slightly different design to other belt drive turntables that McColgan was talking about. But yeah, I think it'd be quite good to get a hold of one of these reference records. Looks quite good. Quite good. So anyway, a little bit more to do, I'm afraid, on the Biogram before I'll be able to play records with pure bliss. That's enough for now. Thanks for listening. Toodaloo.